Today's daf is daf Pei Vav. So we got to the last three lines of Pei Hey and Beis. The Gemara quotes from a discussion we had earlier in the Mishnah, HaChalonos VeOvei HaChoma. We were describing what was considered inside versus outside. So the Gemara now is discussing what about rooftops and attics. What's the status of those with respect to Kedusha? So the Gemara quotes from Rav, Amar Rav, Gagan Valios Lov Niskacha. The rooftops and attics were not Niskadesh. Rashi explains seven lines up or so. Gagan Valios Lov Niskachu. Bein Gaga Yushalayim, the Kedushas Yushalayim, the Kachim Kalam. Whether refers to rooftops in Yerushalayim, that even though Kachim Kalam you can eat anywhere within Yerushalayim, the rooftops apparently were not Niskachu with the Kedushas Yushalayim. And Bein Gagi Lishchos Hazara. Bekdushas Azara, Lekdushas Kachi Kachim. One certainly can eat Kachi Kachim and should eat Kachi Kachim in the Azara, in the Beis Hamikdash, but on the rooftops are not in this Kaddish, one cannot fulfill the eating of Kachim Kachi Kachim on the rooftop. So that's the din, Gagan Valdias Lov Niskachim. So Gemara says, is that really true, Aini? Vaha Marav, Mishum Rabbi Chia, Kizaisa Pischa Valela Paka Igra. A kizayis of Pesach is eaten, and Halel breaks the rooftop literally. It's broken through the rooftop. If you look at Rashi, Rashi explains Halila Paka Igra, the Kol Hamulas HaHamon MeHalel, Hamon's davening Halel, Domin Ki'ilu HaGagin Misbakin. It's as if the rooftops are breaking from all the dancing and the singing, very labedik HaHalel. So that's the Gemara. Gemara is going to explain in just a second, but a very, very nice Marasha before we go ahead. Marasha says what it means is figuratively that the halal is bokeh through the Shari Shemaim, up in Shemaim. That's what the Marasha says here. He says when it comes to the eating the Pesach, people can eat the Pesach l'shei mitzvah, you can do it l'shei machilas gasa. So that's not always going to be bokeh through Shemaim. But halal, there's only one way a person would down halal, that's l'shei Shemaim, and that could be bokeh mamash through the Shemaim. A beautiful Marasha. Either way, the Gemara says from the halachic standpoint, they would eat a kazayis of Pesach, and they'd say halal on the rooftop. So what does that mean, says the Gemara? The Gemara says, my lav de ochli bi'igra, vami bi'igra. This does not mean where they ate the Karim Pesach on the rooftop, and they sang halal on the rooftop as well. So we see that the Gagim, in fact, were niskadesh, and you were able to eat kashri kalim, such as the Karim Pesach. The Gemara says, lo, the ochli ba'ara, they eat on the ground floor, the omri bi'igra, and then they go up to the top to say halal. But the eating had to have taken place on the bottom floor, because the rooftops were not niskadesh. So Gemara says, Aini, is that true? Vatanan, the Mishnah tells us at the end of the Masechta, Ein maftirin achar Pesach avigom, and it's a good Mishnah to memorize, right? That's the Eitz, a person walks to a shul, you can't take shortcuts to a shul. But if you say halacha, if you say learn a little halacha, so then that's okay to go to a shul to say halacha. So this is the Mishnah, a very short Mishnah, perhaps the shortest Mishnah in all of Shas. If you memorize these five words, you could just go into a Beis Medrash, Ein maftirin achar Pesach avigom, you've yotzeid learning in the Beis Medrash, and then you could do what you need to do. Either way, the Mishnah tells us, Ein maftirin achar Pesach afikomen. You can't leave after until you finish afikomen. You need to eat afikomen in one place. You can't have it in two separate places. V'amar Rav shel Yaakov b'chabru l'chabru. You can't go from one group to another group. We'll learn more about this in the bottom of Amud Aleph here. But either way, the implication is you can't start the eating of the meal on top, on the bottom floor, and then go to the halal on top, and then come back and finish the eating in the bottom. You can't go back and forth. So how does the Gemara suggest? You eat the Pesach on the bottom and sing halal on the top. And the Gemara says, Lokasha, there is no contradiction. Kan b'shas achila, kan b'shlo shas achila. During shas achila, ein achanami should not leave the place where you eat. Stay in the ground floor, finish eating. But once the eating is over, then certainly you're allowed to go up to the rooftop and say halal. But we see either way from this that the Karim Pesach itself may not be eaten on the top because the gagim v'aliyos lo niskadshu. So Gemara. During the Seder. So the Gemara then says five lines down. Tashma Abashol Omer Aliyas Beis Hakachikachim Chamur Beis Kachikachim, that the Aliyah, the attic, the top floor of the Kachikadashim, the Kodesh Kadashim, the top floor, the rooftop, was more Kadosh than Beis Kachikachim, than the actual Kachikachim itself. Why? Because Kachikachim, the Kodesh Kadashim, Kohen Gadol Nichnas Lo Pamachas Bishana, he'd only enter into the Beis Hamikdash once a year in Yom Kippur. However, Aliyas Beis Kachikachim, the attic, the higher parts, which needed maintenance from time to time, Ein Nichnosin La Ela Pamachas B'Shavua, would only be accessed once every 7 years. So people go there less frequently. Amrila, others say, Pamayim B'Shavua, maybe twice every 7 years. It's still less frequent. Amrila, others say Pamachas Beyova, once every 50 years. So since it was less frequented than the actual Kodesh Kodashim, it seems to have more Kedusha on the Aliyah. We've been saying that Aliyahs have less Kedusha, actually no Kedusha. This clearly says that there's more Kedusha to it. Now, what's the reason? So in Echanami, they go more frequent, less frequent. What's the Tama Davar? So they explain because since the Shechina does not rest below 10 Tfachim, it rests on top of the Kapores, on top of the Arum, that's where it rests. That means above the actual ground floor has more Kedusha, more presence of the Shechina. So the Gemara asks further. Says Leida, why would they go check at all? Why would you have to go to the Aliyah's Kodesh Kadashim? What's there? So Gemara says Leida Mahi Tzricha, to see what it needs. Every building needs maintenance. So bricks fall, things crack. You need to fix things so it doesn't get any worse. So they inspect it either every twice every 7 years, once every 7 years, once every 50 years. But it needs some infrequent maintenance there. But it's less, rather, it's more kedusha than the actual ground floor. So Gemara says, Amar of Yosef, Mehechal Nekem Venesev, Inish. So from there, that's where you can ask the question. That's not a problem from this particular case. Why not? Shiny Hechal. The Hechal, the Kosh Kedashim, and the Azara was completely different there. Why? Dechsiv, it says in the Pasuk in Divrei Hayamim, Vayitein David Lishlomo Vino Es Tavri Sa'ulam. David gave to Shlomo the blueprints how to build the base of Mikdash, Vesbatov and the various houses, the Lishchos along the side, the Ganzaksav, or however some say, without the Vav there, Valiosav, the attic, the Chadarav, Hapnimim, all the rooms and chambers of Beis HaKapores, Hakol, Aksiv, Hakol, Bechsav Yad, Miyad Hashem, Al Hiskil, that everything was exactly the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him. There's no playing around, no adjusting anything. So part of that was that the Kedusha of the Gag, the Aliyas of the Hecha, of the Azara, the Kodesh Kedashim, that was part of the blueprint of the Beis HaMikdash. But we don't have an answer still for the other parts of the Azara and the Lishchos. So that the Hechal is the one unique place where the Ali and the Gagos were Kadosh, but not the Azara and not Yushalayim. So Gemara says, now, is that really true? That the Gagim, even of the Azara, were not Niskadesh? Toshma, HaLishchos, HaBnuyos, BeKodesh. If the different chambers that were built in the Kodesh and the Azara, Upsuchos L'chol, however, the entranceway came into the Har Bayis. So in other words, the Har Bayis comes from the entrance into Lishchos, even though Lishchos themselves are in the area of Kadosh, but accessed through the Har Bayis, which is Chol. The din is Tochan Chol. Since you access it from the Har Bayis, that's called Chol. V'gagosein Kodesh. But the rooftops are actually Kadosh. So we see that rooftops, even of the Azara, are Kadosh. So Gemara says, Targumar Rav Chista b'shigagoseim shavin l'karka Azara. No. This, Har Bayis was a mountain. So the way it worked was you have a little chamber going inside the side of the mountain to Har Bayis, which was accessed from the Har Bayis, but the rooftop was equal to the Azara. So this Lishko was lower down than the actual base of Migdash, where the rooftop lined up with the Azara. So that's why the rooftop of this particular Lishka was Kadosh, because it was an extension of the Azara, not because it was a rooftop of this chamber, because it was a level to the ground of the actual Azara. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, that's the case, Ema Seifa. Benuyos Bechol, if it's built in a Chol area, not a Kodesh area, the area is in the Chol, but Psuchos the Kodesh, but the access point is from the Kodesh, from the Azara, Tochen Kodesh. Here, the access point is Kodesh, and therefore the entire inner chamber is Kodesh as well. V'gagosein Chol, but the rooftop is Chol in this case. Now, Isaac Adaitach, if you were to think, B'shigagosein Shavin Lekarka Azara, where the rooftops are equal to the Azara, Havilei Mechilos, and this becomes a Mechila, a tunnel. Vam Rab Yochanan Mechilos Lo Niskadesh. We have a klal that the tunnels were not Niskadesh. So what comes out from this case here is, in this situation where it's Benuyos Bechol and Psuchos Lekodesh, so that's in essence, and we're saying the rooftop is equal to the Azara. That means the Psuchos is actual tunnel. It's beneath the Azara. And now this Brisa says, the Psuchos is Kodesh, but isn't that a tunnel? Rabbi Yochanan says tunnels in the base of Mikdash are Chol. But this Brisa says that even though it's level, the rooftop is level to the Azara, below it is actually Kodesh, even though it's a Mechilas, even though it's a tunnel. So Gemara says, no, Ki Kamar Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said that tunnels are Chol. He was talking about Psuchos Lahar Bayis. When the access point to the tunnel was from Har Bayis, which was a Makam Chol, those tunnels were Chol. That's what he was referring to. However, Kitanya, when our Brisa said that the tunnels were actually Kodesh and the rooftop was level to the Azara, Haiba Psuchos LaAzara, that's where the tunnels were accessed from the Azara. So if the Azara is the access point to the tunnel, the tunnels are Kodesh. If Har Bayis is the access point to the tunnels, then the tunnels are actually Chol. V'atanya, the Brisa teaches Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mechilas Metachas HaHeichal Chol, but didn't he teach us that if it's beneath the Heichal, the tunnels are actually Chol? But if they're beneath the Heichal, does that not imply that they're accessed from the Heichal, from the Azara? So shouldn't they be Kodesh? And the Gemara says, no. Kitanyahi shepsuchos l'chol. You had tunnels that actually went beneath the Heichal, but the access point was from Har Bais, which was Chol. So we don't care where the tunnels go. It's all defined by where is the starting point. If the starting point is somewhere in the base of Mikdash, those tunnels are going to be Kodesh. If the starting point is the Har Bais, which is Chol, then the tunnels will be Chol, even though it goes underneath the Azara and the Heichal. Either way, we see from this. What?
How do you determine the target? If you have both ends, who says where it starts?
What do you mean? Where you come inside the tunnel, the tunnel's from the Har Bais.
You have to exit.
So they're both from the Har Bais.
No, but let's say you have an exit from
the Har Bais. It doesn't discuss that.
Who says that?
It doesn't discuss that. The case is where the access point, and assuming the other point, both access points are from Chol. If it's split, so it doesn't discuss split. I don't know. So then the Gemara says, Toshma v'gago kodesh. Let's say the rooftop is kodesh. With Tisbara, v'haktani gagin halalu ein ochlin sham kachi kachim, v'ein shochlin sham kachi kalim. How could this brisa say that a gag is kodesh? We just established that gagim are not kodesh. So what's el kasha gago kodesh? So what does it mean, gago, the rooftop is kodesh? So Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya, la'osan beiz amos. Deferring to beiz amos. What's beiz amos? I'll explain outside first before you see Vayter in the Gemara. They had these two sticks that were amos. And they were used to measure when people they would work in the base of Mikdash. They'd measure actually by they'd actually charge by what they'd make, what they'd the size. So if they're making this size, it's this amount of money. If you're making a bigger size, it's more money. So they'd use the amos to measure how much they would make. Now there are two different amos that were actually bigger than an actual amma. They'd have an amma that was a half a finger length bigger than the other amos. Normally the amma is six tvachim. That's the average, 5 to 6 tvachim or so. So one was a little bit bigger, and one was even a little bigger than that. What was the reason for that? Because when they measure, if they let's say they measure, would give, 20 amos of craftsmanship. And they ended up giving a little bit less than that, but they were paid for 20 amos, but they only did 19 amos of work. That means they stole from the base of Mikdash. They're paid for 20 amos, but they gave less. So they had this rule that when you measure initially how much you're going to charge, and then when you finish the work and you measure it according to the larger one, so you want to make sure you always actually are making a bigger product than you actually sold yourself for. So you're not taking from Hekdesh, you're giving more, you're actually giving some of it for free, so you don't come to any type of Me'ilah. So there are these two amos at different measurements we'll see in the Gemara. Those two amos actually rested on top of the rooftop. That's where they stayed. They were clay kodesh because they're used for measuring the kalim in the base of Mikdash. So that's what it means, gago kodesh. Gago kodesh in terms of these clay kodesh, clay shars were staying on top. But in terms of actual intrinsic kedusha to the gagim, gagim had no intrinsic kedusha at all to them, and one would not be able to eat on top like very consistent with the shita of Rav. So let's see that inside now. So again, the Gemara says, Amar Rav Chama Bar Gurya Osan Beis Amos, to those two sticks that were measuring in Amos. It's not the Mishnah tells us, this is the Mishnah that appears in Meseches Menachos. It says Meseches Kalim. It says, Beis Amos Hayu Bashushan Habira. The Shushan Habira is referring, very appropriate for this month, obviously, but referring to a particular gate. And it was in this the rooftop of one of the gates that were was connected. It was the eastern gate towards Shushan. Achas al keren mizrachas tzvonis. One of these sticks were on the northeastern corner of this rooftop. Viachas al keren mizrachas dromis. One was on the southeastern corner. Zush al keren mizrachas tzvonis. The one in the northeast of this rooftop. Haisa yisera al shal Moshe chatzi etzba was larger than Moshe Rabbeinu's amma by a half an etzba. Vizush al keren hamizrachas, the one in the mizrachas dromis, the southeast corner of this rooftop. Was larger than that other staff, a half an etzba. In other words, Nimtes Yisera al Shel Moshe etzba. It was a full finger width larger than Moshe Rabbeinu's amma. Fine. V'lama hayu. What was the reason? Achas gedola v'achas ktana. What was the reason for a bigger one and a smaller one? Sheyhu ohum nim notlin miktana u'machzir migdola. When the different craftsmen would measure how much work they're doing, they'd measure based on the smaller one, but they'd return, making sure they make a bigger one according to the larger shear. This way they don't do less work than they had. They actually do more work than that they were contracted to do to avoid any Isser or Me'ilah. That's the basic background. And the Gemara then says, Notlin miktana machzir migdola, kadesh lo yavo lide Me'ilah, so that it doesn't come to any Me'ilah. So the Gemara asks just simply, Tarti Lamli, what's the need for two different sticks here, two measuring sticks? So maybe you could have one. In other words, Moshe Rabbeinu's was a regular amma. So use Moshe Rabbeinu as a starting point, and use one larger as a half an etzba. Why have to have a half etzba and then a full etzba larger? What's wrong with the average Moshe Rabbeinu's amma, which is used for all the different kalim in the base of Mikdash? And the Gemara said because he wanted to use one achas lekaspa, udahava achas lebinyan. One was used for gold and silver measuring, one was used for building stone and marble, and other things. They had to have two different measurements. That's what Rashi explains, the Gemara explains. So that's what it means, gagu kadosh, in terms of leaving the klisharis on this rooftop. But again, gagin v'alios lo niskachu across the board, with the exception of the kodesh kadoshim, with the exception of the heichal, because that's how David HaMelech was told to make it. But outside of that, rooftops in the Azara, rooftops throughout all Yerushalayim were not niskadesh. So now the Gemara says, Tana, and the Mishnah tells us, achalonos v'ovei hachoma, kilifnim, the windows and the width of the walls were like, it was as if it was a part of the inside. So Bishma, I understand chalonos mishkachas la deshavi lekarka azara. So I understand you could have windows that are level to the ground, meaning we said the only time you're going to have an extension of the azara to be kodesh if it extends from the azara. I mean, the azara itself is kodesh. Now, if you have a window, right, there's a har bias. So you built a wall around the azara, so the wall is a little bit lower down than azara. You can have a window here that's actually level with the azara because there's a mountain inside. So the wall's here, but that window could be level to the azara. That makes sense to me. So that, since it's an extension and the same level as the azara, that window itself could be kadosh. And the ovi achoma, the thickness of the wall itself, the entire thickness of the wall. How do you find the situation where the thickness of the wall is going to be the same exact level as the Azara, that there'll be Kedusha? Gemara says, very simple. What do you mean? Mishkachas labbe bar shora. Bar shora, it says in the Pasuk, there's a Pasuk in Eicha, it says, Vayevel chel v'choma yachtav umlalu. That the chel and the choma, that they were level. Is there a picture for this one, I think? I don't have a picture for this one. But either way, if you look at Rashi says, Bar shora is choma katana lefnim na choma gadola. There was a larger wall, and then there was a smaller wall. Vina mocha v'shavla karker. The small wall was very low down to the ground. V'gova azara, hitting the azara. Shekarka hazara holech v'gavoa v'ola b'malo. So you had a large wall which seemed to have went higher than the azara itself. But inside there was a little chel, a little fence that was very small, that although it started lower on the mountain, the top of it actually was level somehow with the azara. So that's where the ovichoma, the wall, the top of the wall, could be leveled with the azara. That will have the same kedusha, the extension of the azara. V'amar Rabbi Acha v'yisema Rabbi Chanina. This pasuk in Eicha, chel v'choma, means a shora u'bar shora. There's a big wall that like went higher than the azara, but then there's a smaller wall which at the top of it actually was level to the azara. So this is how we have a case where both the windows and the ovichoma had the extension of the kedusha of the azara. Now there's an interesting question al pi halacha we're not going to go through. How does this relate to the Gag and Aliyos of the base Knesset? Do we say the same din? Is there Kedusha or not Kedusha to the rooftop, to an attic in the base Knesset? So we paskin by the base of Mikdash, there is no Kedusha other than the Heichal. Is that true when it comes to the base Knesset as well? So there's a Berlacha which discusses this, and the Berlacha seems to say that it seems to be a Suffolk in the Rishonim, there's a Suffolk in the Shulchan Aruch. He thinks that it's usher to use the rooftop of a base Knesset for anything that's any type of bizyonos. That would be usher on top of it based on the connection to the Kodesh Kedushim of the base of Mikdash. But that's a larger discussion. Okay, now let's go through the next mission. The Mishnah says in the bottom here of Pei Vav Amin Aleph. Shtei chaburas shayu ochlin bebeis achad, eilu hofrin espneim helach v'ochlin, ve'elu hofrin espneim helach v'ochlin. So there's a din. We're going to see in Machlokas of the Gemara. That you cannot split the Karban Pesach in two different places. Now, we're going to see Machlokas. Does it mean one person cannot eat two different places? Or does it mean the Karban Pesach cannot be eaten in two different places? Is the focus on the chefs of the Karban Pesach? Or is the focus on the gav, or the one who's eating it? So that we're going to see. So either way, let's say they're eating in the same house, one Karban Pesach. It's one. And they might give the impression as if it's eating in two different places. So if they turn away, that's allowed. So even though it looks like they're eating two different places, it's still allowed. If you look at Rashi writes here around seven wide lines down in Rashi, Shtei chaburos shayu ochlos, Pesach echad, bebais echad, they're all eating the same carb, Pesach, the same sheep, in one house. Eilu hofchin p'neim le'elach, says Rashi, Einan tzuichin lehasev eilu k'neged eilu. Yos nirin k'chabur achas. They don't have to face each other. If they want, they can. If they don't want, they don't have to. Each party could split up in groups and look the other way. Even though it looks like two different chaburos, they're not bothered by this. b'shtei batim l'shei chaburus, because this man damer holds the Karm Pesach actually can be eaten in two houses, in two chaburas. In this case, they're actually one chabura, it just looks like two chaburas, so that's why the appearance doesn't make a difference, because even if they actually had separate chaburas and had a wall down the middle, that would all be acceptable. That's what the Mishnah's understanding. Then the Mishnah says, the hamecham b'emsa, even if there's, let's say, like an urn, a hot water urn in the middle, which really separates the two of them, it serves somehow as a wall, that too would be allowed. Kashamish, now when the shamish, the waiter, omed limzog, when he comes to pour back and forth, he's part of chabur A, let's say. But he's serving back and forth the waiters here and there. So the din is, when he's going to pour the other chabur that he's not part of, he should be kovetz as piv, he should close his mouth shut. Umach says panav ashamegi, and he should turn away until he gets to the place, eta chaburasa. Meaning he should kind of walk backwards, so it shouldn't look like he's eating part of the second chabur, because although the carbon pesach can be split, the chefza can be split in two chaburas, one individual is not allowed to eat in two different chaburas. So when he goes to serve the other chabur that he's not eating in, make sure to close his mouth and look kind of backwards, walk backwards, so it doesn't give that appearance he's eating two different places. V'ochel, and then he eats when he gets to his chabura. And then a final point, hakala hofechas es panea v'ochel. It's a kala, who Rashi tells us, and it's based on the Gemara in Amud Beis, a young girl, a newly married kala, is very embarrassed to eat in front of her husband's family and her other men, so therefore she's allowed to turn away and eat by herself. It doesn't look like two chaburas. We understand that she has a certain level of embarrassment. Now, there's an interesting halacha Moshe learns from this particular line here. Yeah, he's discussing whether or not there's an obligation of having mechitas. Can you have mixed seating? Is mixed seating allowed in general? Is that allowed? And he proved from the Gemara, why is the kalam boshes? She must be eating with other men. Because if it's only women, if women are not embarrassed eating in front of other women, it must be that they're eating with other men. And therefore, there's no need for mechitza. And he says the only time you need a mechitza is actually during davening, the base knesses and mashas tefillah. When it comes to eating even a meal like this, there's no need for mechitza. That's where Moshe's proof for that particular halacha. So now the Gemara says, Masnisin Mani, who authored the Mishnah that said a carbon Pesach may be eaten in two different places, but one person cannot eat in two different places a carbon Pesach. It must be Rabbi Yehudi. Desani, the Braisa says, Al Habatim Asher Yochlu, on the houses that you eat also, that you eat it, by him, Melamed She Pesach Nechal B'Shtei Chaburas, right? The Batim, many Batim that you're eating also, that you're eating it. The one carbon Pesach may be eaten in multiple houses. So we see that you could split up the carbon Pesach in two chaburos, in two different houses. Yachol ye ochel b'sheich mekomos. One might think a person could also eat a carbon Pesach here, and then he could go eat a carbon Pesach there. Talmud Lomar, it says in the Pasuk, b'bayis echad ye ochel. It must be eaten in one house. He must remain in one house. So mikan amru, from here we see, hashamish sha'ochel kazayis b'tzad hatanur. Let's say the shamish made a mistake, Rashi says. He was busy roasting it, and it smelled good. It was like shawarma in essence. He was making shawarma. It smelled yummy. He took a little bite. Problem is, he's stuck now, because once he ate in one place, you cannot eat in a second place. He's stuck now. So what does the shamish do if he accidentally started to pick away from the roasting shawarma? So what does he do? He says, if he's a smart guy, he should be memala kreso mimenu. He should continue to stuff his face, because once he leaves that dal amos, he can't eat anymore. Just stuff his face until he's full, and then he can go ahead and bring the rest of the Karm Pesach to the rest of the chabura. Vimratu b'nei chabura, if his people in the chabura are very nice people, lasos imotova, they want to do a nice deed for him, so they could do motova ba'anu yoshin b'tzidov. They could come and join him next to the tanner, and that's where they have the Karm Pesach meal, so he doesn't have to be stuck leaving the place. That's all Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, but the premise of this is that a carbon Pesach can be eaten in two spots, but a person may not eat in two different spots. And that is in contrast to Shita's Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, that Al Habatim Asher Yochlu, also Behem, Melamed Sha'ochel Ochel B'Shem Mekomos. No, it says Yochlu, they eat. You can eat. Two people, Batim Asher Yochlu, in two houses that's going on the Gavra, can eat in two different places. So he argues on this. A person can eat two places. Yachal, one might think, and he has a complete opposite approach to Rabbi Yehuda. Yachal, one might have thought, Yenechal b'shei chaburas. Maybe the carbon Pesach can be eaten in two different places. Tamalomer b'bayis echad, yachal, should be eaten in one place. So what comes out from this is that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon are complete opposites. Rabbi Yehuda says a carbon Pesach may be eaten in two different places. The person may not eat in two places. Rabbi Shimon says, no, a person may eat in two places. The carbon Pesach may not be eaten in two different places. So what is the Nekudas Machlokas here? So Gemara said, b'may kamifli, they're arguing about a general Machlokas of Rabbi Yehuda, Savar Yesh Eim L'Mesares, Rabbi Shimon Savar Yesh Eim L'Mikra. So this is a big machlokas. Rashi has two different interpretations. We're not going to go through both pshatim. Tosas tries to deal with how their general pshat is of, yesh eim l'masaros, yesh eim l'mikra. What that means is, yesh eim l'mikra is how you read it. how it's pronounced when you actually read it. Yeshe Mesoris is the Mesoris of how it's written. How it's written. So the word is written as Yochal, but it's pronounced as Ye'achel. Ye'achel is focused on the carbon Pesach. Ye'achel is passive. How it's eaten is Ye'achel be'bais echad. The carbon Pesach is only in one house, but it's written as Yochal, that you have to eat it in one house, and the Gavra. So that's the essence of the Machlokas. Again, it's a little bit more complicated than why I just said this, but Rashi has two pshatim of how to interpret Ye'im Eish Masaras, Ye'ishem Lemikra, and that's the source of the root of the Machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, so now the Mishnah says as follows. Or rather, the Gemara says four lines down. It says, Hayu Yoshvin v'nifrasin. Let's say they're sitting down eating. And what comes, they put a mechitza between. V'nifrasa mechitza. They put a mechitza between two chaburos. V'nim. L'divrei omer pesach ne'achal b'shei chaburos ochem. That person holds that karm pesach may be eaten in two different places. This is fine. I mean, because one time, there's all one room. Right? There's one makom. Now they split it in half. It became two different makomos now. So it's okay, because the carbon pesach can be eaten in two different places. This is okay, right? Again, initially, this is all the same room here. But now we split in half, so carbon pesach is being eaten in place A and place B, two different places now. That's acceptable if you hold that the pesach is nechal b'shei chaburos. The divrei omer eina pesach nechal b'shei chaburos. If you hold that you cannot have the carbon pesach in two different places, so now that you've created a mechitza, it's eaten in two different mekomos, ein ochlin, you cannot eat anymore because you have to eat it in one place, not two places. If let's say the opposite, let's say how you Yoshua and Vinistalka mechitza, let's say they're eating and they remove the mechitza b'neim, ledivir omer ha'ochel, a person could be ochel b'shem mekamos ochel, he could eat because he was initially in a divided room. They remove the mechitza, that now he's in a completely different type of room. That's a new makom for him. He's allowed to, if you hold that a person can't eat in two different places. But if you hold ledivir omer ein ha'ochel ochel b'shem mekamos, a person may not eat in two different places. Well, removing the mechitza create a new makom now, and then the din would be ein ochel. Now, the Minchas Chinuch has an interesting question. I mentioned this yesterday. We were talking about the whole tzad, the Isser whole tzad, that you can't take a carbon pesach outside the house. And he learned this from Hilchas Shabbos. He has the same question here as well. When it comes to defining a mechitza, do you learn from the Hilchas Shabbos in terms of those halachas? If you do a, you know, kan mi agabeyam, is that considered a mechitza, the halachas of carbon pesach? Or no, they're completely different halachas. You need a real mechitza. That's a suffix the Minchas Chinuch actually raises. So then the Gemara says, Yosef Rav Kana kapashit le'mifshet. Are you so certain about this din that if a mechitza comes down, this would be the answer, and mechitza comes up, that would be the solution? Is that really true that you're so certain about this halacha? It's Amalei Ravashi the Rav Kana v'tibalach ibari. You should have raised the question: is this the halacha? Ibarilu silik mechitza vasias mechitza mihavi kabez makamos kabez chaburus dam yolo. You should have asked the question. Don't say it with certainty, and the answer is taken. We don't know the answer to this. It's a very interesting, you know, thought-provoking questions here, but it's not a certainty. These are sveikos, and therefore he raised it as a question and said the answer is a taken. We don't have an answer for this. So now the Gemara says back from the Mishnah, Kala haufechas es paneh. A woman, a kala, a young newlywed, so she turned her face around because she's embarrassed to eat in front of her new family. So my time, what's the reason? As we just said, Amar Reb Chiya Ba'aba, Amar Reb Yochanan Mipnei Shibusha. She's embarrassed. She's embarrassed to eat. It's embarrassing. Rav Huna, Brei de Rav Nasan, Ikle the Bey Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. One time, Rav Huna visited the house of Rav Nachman. Amrulei, they said to Rav Huna, who was the visitor, Ma Shimcha, what's your name? So Amrulei, he says to them, Rav Huna, my name is Rav Huna. Amri, they said to him, Nisiv Mar, Apuria, come take a seat on the couch here. So Yosef, he sits down on the couch. Yavle Kasa, they gave him a cup. Kible, Bechad, Zimna, he accepted it. He didn't refuse it. He took it right away. Vishasya, Betray Zimna, he took it. In two sips, two gulps, he finished the whole drink. V'lo'ahadar Ape, and he didn't turn away. He drank in front of them, wasn't embarrassed. So these are the different practices of Rav Huna. So they started to question why he do all these different things. So they said, Amri le my time akarish lecha Rav Huna, why do they call you Rav Huna? Amrulu, Baal Hashem Ani, that's my name. Since I've been a little baby, that's what they call me. Rav Huna, that's my name. What do you mean? So then they asked him, my time, Ki Amrulucha Nesev Apurya, Yasva, Yasafta, when we asked you to sit on the chair or the couch, you sat down. Why did you sit down right away? Amrulu, this is a famous line, Kamasha Yomelcha Baal Bias, whatever the Baal Bias tells you, Asay Chutz Mitzay. You have to listen to the Baal Bias that he tells you, except if he tells you to leave, that much you don't listen to him. But everything outside, he tells you to do this, and put your feet up, and take your shoes down, and sit down, and drink, and eat. Whatever he tells you, you have to listen to him, chutz mitzah. So my time, ki yavlecha kasa kiblas bechadzimna. How come when we offered you a cup to drink, you took it right away? Amar lehu, misarvin lekatan vein misarvin legadol. You could refuse from a person younger than you, a person who's less than you, but a gadol, when a gadol says something to you, you say yes. So you're a gadol, you said something to me, I don't say no. So my taima ishtisa betrays him. Now, why do you drink the cup in two gulps? Amalu, the Tani, there's a braisa that teaches us the derech eretz, how a person should eat and drink. Derech asuda. What's the derech eretz of asuda? Hashosa kosa bebasachas, a person who gulps a cup down in one shot, hareza gargra, and that guy's he's an overindulger. So we don't drink in one shot. That shows you're too thirsty. That's not a proper derech eretz in the suda. Shnaim, if you take in two gulps, that's derech eretz, that's proper. You drink half the cup, then you drink the other half a cup, that's a nice way to drink. Shlosha, if you're drinking three sips and you're kind of sipping away, like kicking back and your legs up at the chair, that's gasirach. That's a bali gaiva drink, Anita. Yeah, too slow. That's two sips two gulps is the proper derech eretz of drinking. So my time, Allah hadarta apecha. How come when you drank, you didn't turn around? You weren't embarrassed to drink in front of us? Only by the Tanah. We only have a din by the Kala. She turns around and eats. She's embarrassed, but everyone else who's not a Kala should not turn around. He should be part of the Suda, part of the meal. So the Gemara tells us now, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yossi, Iklai the Bay, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Yossi ben Lekunya. So one time Rabbi Shmuel visited the house of Rabbi Shimon. Yavle Kasa, they gave him a cup, Kibla Bechadzimna, he accepted it immediately, Vishasi Bechadzimna, and gulped it all in one shot. So Amrilei, they said to him, Lo Savar Lar Ma'ar, do you not hold to the Brice of Derech Eretz of the Suda, Hashosa Kosa Bevasachas, Areza Gargran? It's not the proper way to just gulp everything in one shot. How could you do this? Amrilei says, Lo Amri Bekosecha, they don't say this in Kosecha Katan. If the cup is very small, the Yainecha Masukim is very sweet, the Karsima Rachman, you're very thirsty, it doesn't apply. To have a tiny shot glass and have to sip it in two doesn't make any sense. A shot glass of water? So it all depends on the size of the cup, depends on the taste of the drink, and depends on how thirsty you are. It's not a rule across the board. That was everything being equal, two sips is a nice way to drink. But again, there are always exceptions. So the Gemara concludes and says, back to the Bnei Chabura and comes to the eating of Karim Pesach, Amar Rav Huna. Bnei Chabura, Nichnasin B'Shloshah. Let's say you have a big meal. Now, there's a machlokas Rashi in Rabbeinu Chananel. This is referring to Karim Pesach or general eating. Rabbeinu Chananel thinks it's referring to Karim Pesach. That's how Tosfos quotes this. Rashi is, now these are regular rules of eating. Let's say you're coming to, a Shever Bracha. So you're waiting for like 20 people to come. And the first, when do you start eating? You have to wait for everyone to come? The first guy comes. The first guy is there. You're not going to eat. Two guys come. Can you start eating the meal yet? No. The Gemara says, when three guys come, that's when you can start serving the meal, and the rest will kind of trickle in. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Huna, Bnei Chabur, there's a big Chabur people are coming to go out to, traditions for a big Shavuot Brachos. So the din is, Nichnasim B'Shlosha, once three people come, V'yotzin, so then you start serving the meal. V'yotzin Afil Be'achad, and then if one guy leaves, Rashi says, V'yotzin Be'achad Be'achad, says Rashi, Komisha Saima Chilasa Kodem, whoever finishes the meal, in Balatis Yotzis, he doesn't have to wait for everybody else. If the guy finishes, let him go. He's allowed to leave. V'yafa Pisha Kasha L'Shamish L'Sharis Ha'ichidim and Nisharim. That's hard for the waiter. It's easier for the waiter. Let's wait for everybody to come and let everyone leave together. Much easier for the waiter. But to have to serve each person, one guy's hungry, he goes to catch mincha, this guy goes to catch this and that, and at the end of having a long meal and serving each guy at his personal meal, that becomes very burdening. In the end of the day, you're allowed to do that. The Gemara says, Amar Rabba, v'hu da'ayil b'inna d'ragila l'mayil, v'hu d'ragish b'ay da'ayil, it's only true if he comes at a proper time. The guy to walk in when the meal's over and say, I want my meal now, that would be inappropriate. It has to be the right time when people actually come. He can't be way too long. It has to be something that's reasonable. And he also has to let the waiter know, says Rashi, you have to let him know that this is the plan, is that each person, they get to be served until they leave. So there has to be a certain understanding here. And Amar Ravina, v'nosen schar damim, the guy who's last has to pay extra money, because he's getting extra personal service, he has to pay extra money, an extra tip at the end. V'tar ha'achron, the host of damim, the last guy has to give extra money as well. So if you're having a meal, if it's like 8 to 10, it's set, okay, fine. But if you say the meal is going to be 8 and it's going to drag on to 10:30 and to 11:30, you have to pay extra money for that. And if the last guy who stays the last time, he extends it another, 20 minutes, he has to pay even more money. But the Gemara concludes at the end of the day, the less Hilchasa Kavasi, that's not correct. I'm not sure what the halacha would be in this case, but it seems, I guess, there would be some normal pay. You have to pay the waiter, regardless of how they decide to have the meal split up and continue to go along. Hajnalach Keta Tol. Let's quickly do a recap of the Gemara. We start by saying the discussion of the Gagan Alios Lonis Kachu. We said about the challah being set on top of the rooftop. That was only talking about after the meal was over, but during the meal you would not be able to go to the rooftop because the rooftop was not Niskadish. Then we discussed a couple of questions from the tunnels and the rooftops being equal with the Azaros. And we got around all these various questions, and we said really in the end of the day, Gag and the Aliyah Slov Niskachu, with the exception of the Gag of Shushan HaBriyah, that particular gate, whereby the top was Niskadish, that you would keep the Shtei Amos, those two staffs that were used to measure, those were kept on top of the gate of Ashar of Shushan Bira. Then the mission we said about people that can be eaten Karban Pesach may be eaten in two different places, and they could turn around, but the individual cannot eat in two different places. Where Rabbi Shimon argued and said, no, an individual can eat in two different places, but the Karban Pesach may not eat in two different places, and that was based on Machlokas, Yem Eish L'Masaras, Yem L'Mikra. And then we had the Gemara about if the wall had come down in the middle, it creates two different Makomos, or the wall was removed in the middle, that creates a new Makom. That was, in the end of the day, we said it's really a Suffolk, and we end off with a Teku. And then finally we had the girl, Kala, would not eat in front of other people, she's allowed to turn around, and then the whole Maaser of Huna, and the various things of the Derech Suda, until the end of the Daf, the end of the Perek. Okay? Mitzvah Hashem, we will continue tomorrow. Everybody have a wonderful day. Okay.